Back home, and the issue of gender selection remains at the centre of the New South Wales abortion debate, with some MPs claiming there's no evidence it's happening in Australia and labelling those who want to outlaw the practice as racist. Members of Sydney's Indian community say while there's no research to prove it, anecdotally, some Indian women are having an abortion because their baby is a girl. But despite that, there are mixed views among Indian and Chinese communities about whether a gender selection ban is actually necessary. Isabel Rowe has our report.
It was another week of fiery debate about abortion in the New South Wales upper house.
I know you don't hate your daughters. I am so sorry that the message has been sent through this debate.
Labor MP Rose Jackson is one of several MPs rejecting moves to legislate a ban on gender selection as part of the state's abortion decriminalisation laws. She accused her colleagues of racism by assuming the practice is happening in some ethnic communities.
That is racist.
There's only been one significant study into sex selection in Australia conducted by La Trobe University researchers last year. It found that in Victoria, while more boys were being born to mothers of Indian and Chinese heritage, there was no conclusive evidence to suggest women were ending pregnancies based on gender. But some in the Indian community say it is happening.
This is a very delicate situation, a very delicate topic.
Melissa Montero is a social worker and Indian women's advocate based in Parramatta in Western Sydney. She doesn't believe abortion should be legal at all, but through her community work, she's met Indian women who have sought a termination based on gender.
It has been a practice for generations or for a long time, especially overseas, this has been a practice. Now, in Australia, I am aware of there are cases, and I'm not sure of the exact extent, only because there is no evidence, and I don't have that kind of evidence, but we do get clients and people seeking help in that regard.
At Westmead Hospital in Western Sydney, the majority of patients through the doors were born overseas. One of the hospital's obstetricians is Associate Professor Sang Chua. He started analysing data on birth trends among his Chinese patients about a decade ago.
During that time, that's about 10 years ago, that this technology started, and I look at analysis subsequent to that, I could not find any trend in terms of the increased number of boys in Chinese populations.
Dr. Chua doesn't agree a legislated ban on gender selection is necessary.
If somebody wants to have gender selection, there's nowhere that a legislation can do anything about it, because any person can tell the gender by 12 weeks. And also, it's a storm in a teacup, because this has been, if anything, this has been happening about 10 years, if it was to happen.
Melissa Montero also doesn't see a need for a gender selection ban, but for different reasons. She thinks the choice to have an abortion is deeply personal and a taboo topic, particularly for Indian women. But other Indian Australians have different views. Dr. Yadu Singh is a cardiologist in Sydney and is president of the Federation of Indian Associations in New South Wales.
There is significant concern in our community when the initial bill was passed by the lower house that there was no gender-based abortion amendment was not passed in lower house. We were not happy about that. And now I would say that we are happy with this amendment. And look, it may or may not happen, but we do not want to give a scope. We do not want to have a possibility of abortion becoming a mechanism to eschew the gender ratio.
Following pressure from his more conservative colleagues, such as MP Tanya Davies, New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has conceded his department will develop guidelines to prevent sex-selective abortions. Debate on the bill will resume in the upper house on Tuesday.
Isabel Rowe reporting.